Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 from WEHC, FM 90.7, your college and community station from Emory and Henry College. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I love, and occasionally put in something a little strange or different, a reading, a story, a joke, and I call those strange things Wombats. And I've got 3 Wombats tonight. So it's a wombat night. I'll announce each one as they come up. The first thing on the show is not a wombat. It's a recording of Richie Havens singing The Times They Are A-Changing. We live in very strange times. The COVID virus especially has made times strange. But there's much else. The political situation, some of the issues in the world, the climate threats, various things. I think this song speaks to us. So here is a Bob Dylan song sung by Richie Havens, The Times They Are A-Changing.
Cursed is cast. The slow one.
That was The Times They Are A-Changing by Richie Havens. Next up is a gospel tune. This is Somewhere Listening by Bill Anderson. And I've been reading Carl Jung recently, and he suggests that this kind of tune, this kind of gospel, helps support our unconscious, helps us live well.
When my Savior calls, I will answer. When He calls for me, I will be there. When my Savior calls, I will answer. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. If my heart is right when He calls me, if my heart is right, I will meet Him. If my heart is right when He calls me, I'll be somewhere listening for my name. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. Listening for my name. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. I'll be somewhere listening for my name.
Somewhere Listening by Bill Anderson. This song is called Dreams That End Like This by the Gibson Brothers. When a relationship ends, there are a lot of ways it can end. And one of them is the one where you don't really get to get closure. You don't get to say goodbye. You don't get to talk out what went wrong. It's over. Dreams That End Like This by the Gibson Brothers.
In dreams that end. like this. Dreams that end this way will haunt my mind now every day, with thoughts of all I miss. Oh, dreams that end like this. You say it's over, it can't be over. I'm still in love with you. You say forget. Thing I can't do. Dreams that end like this will bring on cruel unhappiness and pain that will not quit. Oh, dreams that end like
Gibson Brothers with Dreams That End Like This. Well, next up is the Eagles singing Take It Easy, one of the classics of the era. And sometimes it's interesting to try and figure out what makes this song interesting. And sometimes it's a polarity. The words say one thing and the music says another. This song is full of energy and kind of hurrying along. And yet the message is take it easy. And the two are in great contrast. Here we go, the Eagles, Take It Easy.
The sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand and take it easy. Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona, in such a fine sight to see. It's a girl.
Take It Easy by the Eagles. The next song is by Roger Miller. It's called Chug-a-Lug. And if I had to apply one adjective to it, I would pick fun.
Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you wanna holler, howdy-ho, burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, grape wine in a mason jar, homemade and brought to school by a friend of mine after class. Me and him and this other fool decide that we'll drink up what's left. Chug-a-lug, so help thyself. First time for everything, my ears still ring. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you wanna holler, holly-ho, burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, 4-H and a FFA. On a field trip to the farm, me and a friend sneak off behind this big old barn where we uncovered a covered up moonshine still. And we thought we'd drink our fill, and I swallowed it with a smile. I run 10 miles, chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you wanna holler, howdy-ho, burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, jukebox and sawdust floor, something like I ain't never seen. Heck, I'm just going on 15, but with the help of my finagling uncle, I get snuck in for my first taste of sin. I said, let me have a big old sip, right on a double backflip. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you want to holler, holly-ho, burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag.
Chug-a-Lug by Roger Miller. Well, here comes our first wombat of the night. This is a wombat because it's me. I'm a singer, and occasionally I record songs. So this is me leading a group singing Swing Low, Sweet Chariot.
Swing low, sweet chariot, come for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, come for to carry me home. I looked over Jordan, and what did I see? Come for to carry me home. A band of angels come after me. Come for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot. Come for to carry me home. Swing low, chariot, come for to carry me home. If you get there before I do, come for to carry me home. Tell all my friends I'm coming there too. Come for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, come for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, come for to carry me home.
That was Harry Baya singing Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. The next song is a gospel song, Where the Soul of Man Never Dies. I learned this song from this group. The lead singer is Jeff Davis. He's a friend of mine. He now lives in New Zealand. We've been in touch recently. The other tenor in the group is Jerry Epstein, one of my musical mentors who certainly shaped the way I sing. And the other two are David Jones and Jeff Warner, who I've known for about 20 years. Don't know as well as the first two. But they do a great job, I think, on this gospel tune. They're called the Bermuda Quadrangle. That's the name they chose to perform under. So this is the Bermuda Quadrangle singing Where the Soul of Man Never Dies.
To Canaan's land I'm on my way,
where the soul of man never dies,
where darkest night is turned to day,
and the soul of man never dies. Dear friend, there'll be no sad farewell, there'll be no tear in thy eyes. where all is joy and love and peace and soul, old man never dies.
Hey, roses blooming there for me,
where the soul of man never dies.
And I will spend eternity
where the soul of man never dies. Dear friend, there'll be no sad farewell, there'll be no tear dimmed eyes, where all peace and joy and time and peace and soul souls and never dies.
My life will end in deathless sleep,
where the soul souls and never dies,
and everlasting joy I'll reap,
where the soul souls and never dies. Dear friend, there'll be no sad farewell, there'll be no tear dimmed eyes, where all peace and joy is joined and peace and souls and never dies.
I'm on my way to that fair land
where the souls of man never dies,
where there will be no parting and
the souls of man never dies. Dear friend, there'll be no sad farewell, there'll be no tear dimmed eyes, where all these joys join them, peace and souls will never dies.
Where the soul of man never dies, sung by the Bermuda Quadrangle. Well, next comes a song with a story, and this story is as old as time itself. So I'll let you hear the story and watch what happens here. This is Wolverton Mountain by Claude King.
They say don't go on Wolverton Mountain if you're looking for a wife, 'cause Clifton Clowers has a pretty young daughter. He's mighty handy with a gun and a knife. Her tender lips,
her tender lips
are sweeter than honey, and Wolverton Mountain protects her there. The bears and the birds tell Clifton Clowers if a stranger should enter there, all of my dreams are on Wolverton Mountain. I want his daughter for my wife. I'll take my chances and climb that mountain, though Clifton Clowers, he might take my life.
Her tender lips
are sweeter than honey, and Wolverton Mountain protects her there. The bears and the birds tell Clifton Clowers if a stranger should wander there. Well, I'm going up on Wolverton Mountain. It's too lonesome down here below. It's just not right to hide his daughter from the one who loves her so.
Her tender lips
are sweeter than honey, and Wolverton Mountain protects her there. The bears and the birds tell Clifton Clowers if a stranger should wander there. But I don't care about Clifton Clowers, I'm gonna climb up on his mountain. I'm gonna take the girl I love. I don't care about Clifton Clowers, I'm gonna climb up on that mountain, and I'll get the one I love. I don't care about Clifton Clowers, I'm gonna climb up on that.
That was Wolverton Mountain, sung by Claude King. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 from WEHC, the radio station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. and it's my chance to play a few songs I love and throw in occasional odd things, which I call wombats. And we've got a wombat coming up right now. This is Ken Nordine. Ken Nordine has probably the finest speaking voice I've ever heard for doing odd things, wombats. He's my go-to wombat guy. And this is called What Time Is It?
There was this guy who was a regular guy who lived a regular life. Got up 7:30 every morning, had the same breakfast, kissed the same wife goodbye every morning, went to the same office, came home. This he did Monday through Friday. On Saturdays, he played with the children, did handiwork around the house. Sundays, he took the family out in the station wagon to the suburbs. And there they looked at the houses and the trees, the billboards, the gasoline stations and the railroad crossings. And his life might have gone on like this forever. Except one night, something strange happened to him. You see, he went to bed at 10:30, and some of his friends stayed up later. And one of them, closing up a place that closed at 2 in the morning, decided to call this regular liver and said, "What time is it?" on the telephone. Well, he woke up and he said, "Who's this? Who's this? It's 2 o'clock in the morning. It's no time to call. Bye." But the practical joker called every night, 2 o'clock in the morning. He did this for 2 weeks. Friend cajoled, said, "Who is it? Stop." Finally, after 2 weeks, the practical joker lost interest in the joke and did stop. Then came 2 o'clock, and the phone didn't ring. So he woke up. Why isn't the phone ringing? And he discovered that the only way that he could go back to sleep was to say, "What time is it?" Look at his watch and say 2 o'clock. Then he could sleep. He did this a couple of nights until he began to think, "It's 2 o'clock where I am. What time is it in New York? Or in Hollywood? Or in London? Or in Hong Kong? In Cairo?" He didn't know. So the next day he went out and he bought himself some clocks. He got clocks from all over and he put them all over the walls, and the time was there. He knew what time it was everywhere that counted. And this made him feel comfortable. He became so interested in time that he got little egg timers and gave them away as presents. He read about time in books, sidereal time. Time way out in the universe. He knew what time it was on Arcturus and the Pleiades and the Milky Way. One night, though, at 2 o'clock in the morning, the light wouldn't go on. The fuse had blown. But suddenly he realized he knew what time it was without even looking. Not only in the important cities of this world, but in the entire universe. And naturally, he began to brag a little the next day. He told people, "I know what time it is." And they tested him. And he did know. The administration had changed at this particular time, and they wanted to save money. So they got rid of all their astronomers, all their telescopes, their weights and measures, and they put this man in Washington in a little room, where he sits to this day, simply saying, "Beep, the time now is..."
That was What Time Is It? By Ken Nordine. Years ago, I saw a movie called Mad Dogs and Englishmen, and one of the people, it was a musical, a kind of a collection of stage shows. One of the people in it was a guy named Joe Cocker. and I had never seen anybody as possessed by music as Joe Cocker was. So I ran across his name recently and looked around to find a song I thought sort of gave the idea of the way he sings. And I found this one. It's a Beatles song called With a Little Help from My Friends. And this is Joe Cocker's version of that song, With a Little Help from My Friends.
Stand up and walk out on me. Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, how do you know?
Yeah.
With a Little Help from My Friends, sung by Joe Cocker. When I was growing up, we didn't even think or understand anything about gender issues. Times have changed. Here's a song that addresses them from a rather different angle. This is When I Was a Boy by Dar Williams.
When Peter Pan came to my house, took my hand, I said I was a boy, I'm glad he didn't check. I learned to fly, I learned to fight, I lived a whole life in one night. We saved each other's lives out on the pirate deck. And I remember that night when I'm leaving a late night with some friends, and I hear somebody tell me it's not safe. Someone should help me. I need to find a nice man to walk me home. When I was a boy, I scared the pants off of my mom, climbed what I could climb up. And I don't know how I survived. I guess I knew the tricks that all boys knew. And you just a small boy on her bike, riding topless, yeah, I never cared who saw. My neighbor came outside to say, get your shirt, I said no way, it's the last time, I'm not breaking any law. And now I'm in this clothing store, and the signs say less is more. More that's tight means more to see, more for them, not more for me. That can't help me climb a tree 10 seconds flat. When I was a boy, see that picture, that was me, grass-stained shirt and dusty knees. And I know things have gotta change. They got pills to sell, they got implants to put in, they got implants to remove. But when I'm tired, except when I'm being cut off guard. I've had a lonesome, awful day. The conversation finds its way to catching fireflies out in the backyard. And so I tell the man I'm with about the other life I live. And I say, now you're Top Gun, I have lost and you have won. And he says, oh no, no. When I was a girl, my mom and I, we always talked. I picked flowers everywhere that I walked. And I could always cry. Now even when I'm alone, I seldom do. And I have lost some kindness. But I was a just like me, and I was just like you. Mm-hmm.
Dar Williams singing When I Was a Boy. In the book Cat's Cradle, Kurt Vonnegut had a made-up religion, and when someone would die, a holy man would come and would recite this poem with the dying man. God made mud. God got lonesome. So God said to some of the mud, "Sit up. See all I've made," said God. "The hills, the sea, the sky, the stars." And I was some of the mud that got to sit up and look around. Lucky me. Lucky mud. I, mud, sat up and saw what a nice job God had done. Nice going, God. Nobody but you could have done it, God. I certainly couldn't have. I feel very unimportant compared to you. The only way I can feel the least bit important is to think of all the mud that didn't even get to sit up and look around. I got so much, and most mud got so little. Thank you for the honor. Now mud lies down again and goes to sleep. What memories for mud to have. What interesting other kinds of sitting up mud I met. I loved everything I saw. Good night. That was A Prayer for the Dying by Kurt Vonnegut. Another wombat in tonight's Wombat Show. The next song is Time in a Bottle by Jim Croce, and it's an affirmation of life. Jim Croce wrote this for his son shortly after his son was born. And to make the song even more poignant than it already is, Jim Croce did not live long after that, so he never saw his son grow up. But he left this song behind, and this is quite a legacy to leave. Time in a Bottle by Jim Croce.
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, if words could make wishes come true, I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know you're the one I want to go through time with. If I had a box just for wishes and dreams that had never come true, the box would be empty except for the memory of how they were answered by you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know that you're the one I want to go through.
Time in a Bottle by Jim Croce. A few years ago, I was in New Orleans and went into a CD store and asked the clerk to recommend some Louisiana fiddle music. So he recommended I look at the section on Gina Forsythe. I did, and I bought this CD, and this is one of the songs off of that. It's called Jerusalem Ridge. Thank you. Jerusalem Ridge by Gina Forsythe. There are in life beginnings, middles, and endings. Here's a song about a beginning. It's called We've Only Just Begun by the Carpenters.
We've only just begun to live, white lace and promises, a kiss for luck and we're on our way.
We've only begun
before the rising sun.
Where there's room to grow,
and yes, we've just begun.
We've only just begun by the Carpenters. The last song on the show tonight is another fiddle song. This is by my fiddle teacher, Sam Gobble. It's at a fiddle jam in Chilhowee. I was sitting beside him playing the fiddle, or trying to, and he played this song, Whiskey Before Breakfast, which I loved, and I recorded it on a little digital recorder. Recorded live in Chilhowee about 8 years ago.
Thank you.
That was Sam Gobble on the fiddle playing Whiskey Before Breakfast. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. Wombats and Music comes to you Monday nights at 7 from WEHC, and it's my chance to play for you songs I love and occasionally put in wombats. Tonight we had 3 wombats, so it's a big wombat night. And I've got more wombats coming up in the near future. I found a stash, so you'll be hearing a lot of them. Now it's time to end the show with some audience participation, and we're going to do it with social distancing. But you don't have to put on a mask. Ha! That's one advantage. Now's your chance to become part of the show. I want to ask you to please join me in celebrating. Please join me in celebrating, most joyously, our being here at all. Goodbye.